You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Faith for Flow by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
But see, if you have scarcity mentality, when other people get blessed, you think it's taking something from you. That's just indication that you have scarcity mentality versus abundant mentality. Because scarcity mentality, it causes you to live with jealousy and insecurity when you see others blessed. Luke 12:15, Jesus is going along and this man comes and said, Lord, tell my brother to give me my part of the inheritance. Now, more than likely, his brother is the firstborn, is the oldest son. So he gets the double portion. And Jesus said, what have I to do with thee? He said, who made me judge over you? Jesus said, that's a family matter. It's a personal matter. Boy, I can go on with that. It's amazing the things that people try to get me as the pastor involved in. You didn't get me involved before. Okay? Because some people, I can tell you, if you just ask me, and if I don't know anything, I don't know. Pastor, I'm getting to do business with this person, getting into partnership with this person. What do you think about that? And a lot of times I won't give you a whole bunch of details. I'll say yay and nay. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay, I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of detail. And sometimes I say, I really don't know anything about the person, positive or negative. So be led by the Spirit of God. But there's sometimes people do all kinds of stuff. And then when it don't work out, then, well, Pastor, I need to let you know, one of the members. Wait, what have I to do with thee? Okay, that's not a church matter. That is a personal matter. And I'm going to mind my business and you go handle your business. Amen. You want counsel, get it before. Amen. So Jesus said, what have I to do with thee? And then he says, God, who made me judge over you? Then he makes this point, Luke 12:15. He said, take heed and beware of what? Covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possess. Do y'all realize that is the opposite of traditional wealth thinking? Because people say what makes you wealthy, what makes you, gives you status is how much stuff you got. We even call it net worth. Okay? And I've always preached that net worth is a great thing. But as I think about it, when I realized I had $1 million net worth, I wasn't trying to get $1 million net worth. It happened while I was flowing. Oh, y'all don't hear me here. I wasn't trying to build my net worth. I'm just flowing. I'm just doing business in the kingdom of God. Are you following me? I'm taking advantage of opportunities as God brings them to me. I'm giving as God tells me to give. I'm sowing as he tells me to sow. I'm buying as he tells me to buy. I'm taking advantage of investments. And that wasn't my goal. That was the byproduct. So Jesus says, don't think that a man's life is all about the accumulating a bunch of stuff. So you got accumulation theory versus flow theory. Accumulation is storing up. Flow theory is circulation. Two ways of thinking. Now, I really need y'all to tune into what I'm saying. Because this is a little bit different. Then I'm probably articulating it in a better way than I've ever been able to do it. So you can think about just storing up, or you think about flowing through. And I tell you, for the kingdom of God, God wants you to be rich so he can flow through you, not to stack up. So you got $100,000 stored up in some account somewhere, I don't care what it is, including the qualified plans, 401k, 403b, etc. But you can't give $1,000 on Super Seed Sunday. Because that's for your rainy day. Yeah. I got 200. That's my retirement. Can't give 10,000. I got 200,000. But I can't get that because that's for my rainy day. Not understanding. Well, watch this. And even if I take it, they're going to give me a 10% penalty, which is true. Okay? They call it a penalty. But what does it do if you invest that in the kingdom, if that's what God tells you to do, And will the rewards be more than 10%? Call y'all hearing me here. See, there's always a cost to doing business. Don't think of it as penalty. There's a cost. Every time you make an exchange, there's a cost. There's a cost. When David gets ready to make an altar to the Lord so that the plague can be removed over the people, he comes to a man and he wants to buy everything he needs for the threshing floor, for the altar. He wants to buy everything he needs. And the man says, oh, you don't have to buy anything. I'll just give it to you. And David said, I will not give God anything that costs me nothing. It got to be a cost. I got to personally invest something in this. Now, preachers say stuff over the years just to increase the offering, to get the end product. Come on, come. We used to be in church and said, come on, I want everybody give $5. Everybody give $5. Everybody, come. Then we say, if you don't have $5, raise your hand. Come on, somebody put $5 in their hand. Somebody put $5 in their hand. Because we want everybody. Come, no. And because we want everybody to be blessed. No, you ain't being blessed. I'm going to be doubly blessed. Because I gave my $5 and I gave you $5, but I didn't really give you $5. I'm just giving another $5. It costs you nothing. You can't get blessed if it costs you nothing. You got to have some, put it another way, here's nothing they say, some skin in the game. Y'all ever hear that expression? Because people don't have any skin in the game, they will abuse things. They don't take care of stuff. They take it for granted. There's nothing free. People don't appreciate free stuff. That's why even if it's given to you, even when your kids get free stuff, give them some history. Let them see that somebody paying for this. So they'll say thank you, because there's nothing free. Salvation is free to us, but Jesus paid a price. The price was his blood. Are y'all hearing me? So Jesus says, a man's life is not the abundance of things that he possesses. When you have faith for flow, rooted in abundance mentality, you face your future with confidence. Come on, say this. I will face my future with confidence. Let me see. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Come on, you got to believe that financially. Because he lives, all fear that my needs will be met are gone. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, no fear here. You got to know that God has promised he will supply every need. And so I don't have to live with a hoarding mentality. As God directs me and instructs me, even if it looks like it's from something that I've called over the years, my false money. Because you're really not in faith till you let God talk to you about your false money. I'm going to see that in the scripture. You have to allow God to talk to you about your false money. God can never talk to you about your for something money if you have fear that what you got it for, it won't be there. You're like, God, you might as well talk to somebody else, because that ain't happening. This is for that. And if you don't have faith for flow, you'll never hear God when he tells you to take what you had for this and use it for this. Are y'all listening to me? You have to have faith for flow to obey God. So when you have faith for flow rooted in an abundance mentality, you face the future with confidence. Say it with me again. Say, it'll be there when I get there, and I'll have it when I need it. Hebrews 13. This covetousness is another translation referred to. He said, beware of covetousness. A man's life consists not of a bunch of things that he has. Covetousness is also referred to in modern terms as greed. He said, don't be greedy and don't be stingy. Beware of it. No, nobody says beware of it, because no Christian wants to think of themselves as being greedy. He said, beware of it, because I know that's really not on your mind, but it's in your heart. You would never think. It's like try to convince someone that you're full of pride. Right now, I wasn't even speaking directly to one person, and some of y'all got mad as soon as I said that. Who you team full of pride? Know who had that attitude? The prideful people. It's hard to show someone they're full of pride. God got to show you full of pride, because you're too full of pride to realize you're full of pride. P-R-I-D-E. What's in the middle of pride? I. So he said, beware of covetousness. Then he says in Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation, it's not talking about your dialogue, that means lifestyle, be without covetousness. Don't live your life greedy. Let it be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. Now, I want you got to stop right there, because now it's all coming together for me. I told y'all this is coming. Be content with what you have. Meaning, I got what I need right now. I'm not worried about tomorrow, because I have what I need right now. That word content, it means a place of internal peace. I have internal peace because I have what I need right now. So I'm not going to be anxious or fearful or worried about my future. I'm content. I'm at peace with what I have right now. And that keeps updating itself. So tomorrow I read it again and I'm content with the things I have today. But what I need next week is more than what I have today. But when I get next week, I'll have what I need next week and I'm content with what I have today. Are y'all getting this? What he's really saying is have faith for flow. Beware of covetousness, about being greedy, knowing that you'll have what you need when you need it. Be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, who's he? God. God has said, I will what? Never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh my God. So now I don't want to go into tomorrow if God ain't going to go with me into tomorrow. I don't want to go into next year if God's not going to go with me into next year. I don't want to go into my next season if God don't go with me in my next season. But I can go where I need to go tomorrow, and I can go where I need to go next month. I can go into my next year. I can go into my next season with confidence that wherever I go, whatever time I get there, God is right there with me. Oh, come on now. No. See, you're not catching it. Yeah. See, you think just God being with you just means, you know, yeah, he with me, he protect. No. That also means he's my provider is with me. Jehovah Jireh is with me everywhere I go, and every season he will supply my need. He is with me. Beware of covetousness. Beware of thinking you got to just store up for yourself and hoard up. Be content with what you have right now. With going with confidence, knowing that God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So you'll never be alone. I'll never abandon you. Watch this. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I can boldly say, God is my provider. God's my supplier. God is my healer. God is my waymaker. God is the joy and the strength of my life. Jesus is the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from him. It's in him that I live, that I move, that I have my being. He's my buckler. He's my shield. He's my provider. He's my waymaker. He's my helper. And help isn't help unless it's the help you need. Oh my God. And help is not help unless it's the help you need. So wherever, whatever I need, he's my helper. Whatever I need, he's my helper. Look at somebody, say, my helper's with me. My helper's with me. How you going to do that? My helper's with me. How you going to start that business? My helper's with me. What makes you think you can start a family now and you don't have all the money that's going to take for that? But my helper is with me. So I face my future with hope and not fear, with confidence, with an abundance mentality and not a scarcity mentality. We can boldly say, Lord, my help, I will not fear what man shall do to me. There's nobody on earth that can stop me from being in my flow. Whoo, Shabahasa. There's nobody on earth that can hinder my flow. Because my flow is a supernatural flow. Can I tell you something? Look at that waterfall. Okay. You got trees over here. You got rocks over here. There's nothing, no obstacle that can stop that flow. It'll go around it. It'll go over it. It'll go under it. But when you in the flow, can nobody stop what God has started? When you get in God's supernatural flow, recession can come. You'll still be flowing. Rocks come. You'll still be flowing. You'll get fired and you'll still flow. Prices go up and you'll still flow. Prices go down and you'll still flow. The interest rates go up and you'll still flow. Look at somebody and say, I got a flow. God tells Joshua, he said, go on where I tell you to go. Be courageous. Be of good courage. No man will be able to stand before you. No man will be able to stand before you. No man will be able to stand before you. All the days of my life, nothing can stop your flow. Are y'all listening to me? Hallelujah. Listen to those verses from the New Living Translation. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. He said, don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So you can say with confidence. Somebody shout confidence. So you can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Know who Democrats are? People. Know who Republicans are? People. Know what judges are? People. Whatever you think is going to stop or be hindered, people going to be behind it. But when you got confidence, you say, people can't do nothing to me when I'm in the will of God. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. The Amplified Version, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your character and moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions. And be satisfied with your present circumstances with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you. Watch this. Nor give up on you, here it is, nor leave you without support. Woo, Jesus. Look at somebody say, I tell them I got child support. I got child support. Hey! And he's a good father. How you gonna do it? I'm on child. I got child support. I'm God's child. And I got child support. My daughter laughs at me because from time to time she may need something special or whatever. And so she said, Dad, can you? She'll ask me something, you know, something extra. She had a couple weeks ago something with a computer, and I still help her. And so I send it through a Cash App. And when I send the Cash App, I always put on there child support. She said, Dad, you are so funny. What isn't that child support? I'm just supporting my child. Can I tell you, God doesn't leave you when you get 18. You are on lifetime child support. Long as you're his child and know you're his child, he will support you. He'll never leave you, nor forsake you, never abandon you. Oh, you need to have confidence. I'm on child support. So I won't leave you without support. Listen, Amplified. I will not. I will not. Amplified says it three times. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor lay you down, nor relax my hold on you. Glory to God. Will not leave you helpless. I will not forsake you. I will not relax my hold on. I got you. Stop worrying. I got you. I know it looks scary. I know it looks like you're hanging off this bridge. I know it looks like everything's coming from under you. But I got you. I will uphold you with the power of my hand. Glory to God. God said, I won't relax my hold on you. You're mine. Assuredly not. Verse 6. So we take comfort and are encouraged. And confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Now, can I tell you, when you live with that kind of confidence, nothing can shake you. When you live with that kind of confidence, you understand, hey, well, you know, this is just a means to an end. God's my source. Everything else is a resource. Glory to God. If I lose that job, God's going to give me another job. If that check stops, God got a bigger check. Come, because I'm in flow. I feel this, the anointing to rhyme coming on me here. When you're in flow, you don't have to know how you're going to go. When you're in flow, you don't have to know how you're going to go, but you'll know that it's so. I'm not trying to figure it out. I just know I'm in the flow. So if you have confidence that God's with you and will never leave you, then you have faithful flow. Joseph, Genesis 39. All this is the added stuff that I got. Before, when I came in this morning, I ain't even got to what I'm supposed to be, what was already in my notes. Genesis 39, Joseph. Joseph was a slave, was he not? Sold into Egypt. His brothers sold him into Egypt. His brothers got ready to kill him. His brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites, who used him as a mere commodity and got more money for him by selling him to an Egyptian. He sold as property, as slaves are. But Genesis 39, 2 says us, and the Lord was with Joseph. His brothers didn't like him. His brothers got ready to kill him. His brothers threw him into a pit. His brothers are lying about him to his father and saying that he's dead. His brothers sell him to the Ishmaelites. Ishmaelites sell him to the Egyptians. But the Lord was with Joseph. I know you've been through some stuff, but the fact that you're still here is evidence of the fact that the Lord is with you.
Do you really believe that if you give, you'll receive? When you have faith for flow, you understand that you will have what you need when you need it. There will be no fear of running out. Bishop Herbert Bailey helps you to activate your faith for flow in this powerful series. Order today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, Faith for Flow. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.